Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah, you got it on the radio.
Welcome back to Around the House, hour number two, where we gotta get you back on the radio. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. We're talking tiny homes, but the thing is, I want to get you in the conversation. So give us a call. And in our next segment after this, we are going to give away some more 30 seconds outdoor cleaners, so stay tuned for that. That won't be right now, so if you're going to call in, let's get those questions that way. Let's jump back into tiny homes here with MJ. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So you are all over the tiny home world, and I want to talk about, because you've got some great stuff out there. Let's talk about like your social media, your Facebook, all those things. What's some of the best ways for people to join in the conversation and follow along with some of these pictures as we're talking about it right now?
Yeah, so one of the best ways, of course, is my Facebook page, My Tiny Empty Nest. That was when I first started, like my first foray into tiny house social media was on Facebook. These days, however, I'm really starting to branch out a little bit more on Instagram. You know, it's got that fancy function where you can push the button and post on both at the same time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so Instagram is at My Tiny Houses is my Instagram account. I've also got Pinterest and some other things, but those are my two primaries is Facebook and Instagram.
I've been on your Pinterest. It's kind of cool. There's some good stuff on there.
Thank you.
Good stuff. So let's talk about kind of the wrap up of, we had a question here from our buddy Mike, who's a avid listener to the show. And he was asking about trying to convert RV frames or trailer frames and stuff into tiny homes. And we were talking a little bit about it off air, but let's talk about it on air so people else here can kind of join in the conversation on that.
Yeah, it's kind of a good news, bad news conversation, huh?
It is. I mean, I love reusing things when you can. But, you know, if you've got that old 30-foot 1976 trailer out there, putting regular building materials on it where you can haul it is a tough problem to run into.
Yeah. It's a real challenge. I sort of also use this term stapling a Home Depot shed to your uncle's old RV trailer is not a tiny home on wheels. It's a little bit more difficult than that.
Yeah. The problem, though, is that you know, weight is an issue, especially if you've got a big trailer. But there's a lot of people out there that have decided to go down this road, and then you see them three-quarter finished out there that are up for sale.
Yeah.
There might be a reason for that.
Well, first and foremost, you know, if you see a trailer, of course, Craigslist, love Craigslist. If you see a trailer for sale on Craigslist, it's like $400 or $500. And they advertise it as a tiny house trailer. Hell, even if it's $1,000, right?
Yeah.
It's probably too good to be true. It can be done. And I have to say, I'm a bit of a rebel amongst rebels. I did it, right?
Nice.
I did it. I actually built a tiny house on an RV chassis. But, and that's a huge but, you have to really, really calculate your weight and understand what the total, what's called GVWs, so like how much weight can that trailer actually carry, and can I build a house, a tiny house, using traditional stick methodology that won't exceed that number?
Well, you got to think about it. When they were building RVs that are, you know, those trailers are designed to hold, you've got very thin walls.
Right.
You've got lots of thin quarter-inch wood paneling with some foam or fiberglass insulation with a plastic layer on the outside, and that's where they save money so you could haul it around. Now you start putting 2x4s on there, you've changed all the world, especially when you have to put on sheathing and siding and roofing, and that stuff is, I mean, a thin piece of aluminum weighs completely different than 3-tab
plywood and roof rafters. I mean, there's no comparison away.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah, we and I talked about also earlier about, you know, there's like there's the house on foundation and there's the HUD homes, mobile homes, then there's RVs. Tiny houses don't fit in those categories for those reasons. Tiny houses are built with stick frames, heavy duty material. These things, if built properly, will last as long as tiny houses on or as regular houses on foundations. RVs are built for temporary. They're built for distance. They're built for travel. They're built for lightweight cost savings.
It's all about fuel economy and those kind of things as well.
Yeah, for sure.
And being able to hold up in that. But like I was out this week, I went out and visited you guys at a Tiny Innovations.
That was so fun.
That was a ton of fun. And one of a couple of things that I really realized out there was one, talking about frames, you know, there's one being built right in that front shop right there that was just getting started out. And these are big, thick, heavy steel frames to hold these things up. This is not anything near like an RV frame.
Correct. Yeah, not even close. I mean, especially the tiny house trailers, as I've designed a couple of them, you design them, again, with a tiny house in mind.
Yeah.
So you're not retrofitting something onto something else. You start with a trailer, design the trailer to support whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. And sometimes that means having bigger axles and having more weight available. That means your deck height is going to be a lot higher. But, you know, again, we talked a little bit earlier about that trade-off of weight and dimension, and there is always trade-offs.
One of my favorite things that I saw out there that I loved was the slide-out deck with the doggy door going out the side.
I know.
I'm like, that is so cool to have something that you can actually, you know, okay, I'm not going to have my deck or I'm going to move it, you know.
Right.
But in the wintertime, though, if you didn't want to have the big deck out there, you could literally clear that thing off, pull it in, roll up a set of stairs right there, and you're good to go.
Yeah, you were talking about the motorized deck, which I have to say is pretty cool. But did you notice the axles on that trailer?
Yeah, I did.
That's 21K. That is 3 7,000-pound axles. That's a 21K trailer.
I noticed that.
That customer wanted a lot on the trailer. They wanted a lot, including that motorized deck, which was really heavy.
And really heavy. And, of course, on top of that, you got to have a serious one-ton truck to pull that thing around.
Yeah. Or a very, very, very good friend with a tow truck license.
There we go. That's even better.
Let them worry about it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because, I mean, that you're not putting that up in the back of your Suburban to go pull that thing around because you're going to blow stuff up.
Not that one in particular.
Nope.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, again, though, that just comes back around to what we were talking about, the design of what you want to do with that. And, you know, if you're planning for something big and you're moving it there one time, who cares if you pay somebody to haul it over there? You got it there and it's going to be there for 10 years. Who cares?
Actually, regardless of the weight of mine, you know, my first one was 13,800 pounds. Pretty respectful.
Yeah.
My second one was less than 7,000 pounds. So even though technically I really could have hauled that one with, you know, with a truck or borrowed a truck, I still didn't do it. Because they're experts and they've got the insurance. And if something goes wrong, someone else takes care of it. And it's relatively inexpensive in the long scheme of things. I just sit back, post pictures on social media and, you know, celebrate delivery.
Yeah, that's not a $20,000 RV back there. You got a $120,000 tiny home back there. So if you're going to pay a little bit.
Well, my next one is for sure. Yeah.
Which we're going to talk about here in a few minutes. But yeah, that's the thing. I mean, really in the scheme of things, having somebody else deal with it and you're not sweating it, you're letting them put it up there where it needs to go. Sometimes it's smart to bring the professional in on things like that. There's a few things like that I just go, it's like when I move. Every time I've moved, I'm like, no, I'm hiring a mover for some of this stuff because I'm just done doing it. I'm not doing it ever again.
Yeah, it's all about risk and reward.
It is. It is. When we come back, we're going to have a huge announcement for you guys out there, and we're going to dive into this conversation over the next couple segments and give away a little bit of 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're talking tiny homes in here. And I do want to say, though, that this is your cracked or crumbling foundation killing your real estate deal. For free inspection, contact Western Construction Systems. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty, guaranteed. And you know what time it is? It's time to give away that 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. So I want to do that. But here's the thing. This is your 64-ounce hose end model. So this goes on the end of your hose. You got to pick it up down here at the KXL studios in downtown Portland. So sorry, guys out there outside the area. You got a little bit of a commute to get down here to pick it up. But this thing, you can clean off your second story side of the house with it. So it works really well. The rule number one, though, is follow the directions on it. If you follow the directions, you're good to go. So I want to go call number 12 to Donovan in here because he's going to be there to answer your phone call. Let's go 503-733-4101. Caller number 12, 503-733-4101. All right. Now, I got MJ here in the studio. We are talking tiny homes, and we've got a nice, big, juicy announcement that we've been teasing about this entire show. I was out visiting you this week, out with Tiny Innovations, and you guys have one heck of a cool project going.
Yes, we do. It's big, it's fancy, and it's awesome.
It is. What is it?
We were really, really, really happy to be the first and only designer and builder of a tiny house that's going to be on display at this year's Northwest Natural Street of Dreams.
Woohoo! That's going to be awesome. So there's going to be these huge, massive, big homes. And then there's going to be another real one right there.
One tiny house, yeah.
I love it.
Thank you.
This thing is amazing. And I say that because I got to sneak peek of it. And I couldn't share a lot with you guys out there on it because, well, we still have to reveal this thing.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I can't sit there and take all the glory out of that by doing that for you. But you guys have some cool features in there that are not what I would call typical tiny home stuff that I've seen, at least.
I alluded earlier in the show, it's really tough to fit in a lot of functionality in 204 square feet. So, yeah, we got a full three-piece bathroom, right?
It's awesome.
We got two flat-screen televisions.
There we go.
We have a natural gas fireplace. Thank you, Northwest Natural.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, our kitchen, we've got a dishwasher, a stove, an oven, and a refrigerator. Thank you very much to Standard TV Appliance and Fisher & Paykel.
Those guys are awesome with that stuff. It's got that cool dishwasher drawer, which I love.
Yeah, we've also got a washer and dryer. We have an air conditioning system, built-in surround sound, queen-size bed, tons of storage. Main floor design. We're hoping that everybody really appreciates how approachable and really how comfortable it feels.
You one of the little secrets you can do with those Fisher Paykel dishwasher drawers?
What?
You can actually make those into a little beverage cooler because you can fill them up with ice and put your beverages in there, and it'll drain because it's got a drain and stuff system into it. You can actually use that as a little cooler.
Actually, I'm going to use that for the Street of Dreams because I'm going to need lots of ice. You know what I thought you said? I thought you were going to said you could like wash your chihuahua or something.
No. I wouldn't want to make that a dog wash. Okay, all you people out there with PETA, we're not talking about abusing animals in here, so don't call the number. And if so, I'll give you somebody else's number to call, not mine. But anyway, that's the thing, though. I mean, you can actually use those. Those have a kind of a dual use.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea.
And
that's
insulated,
a fabulous idea.
So because they're designed to keep the sound down, it does a pretty decent job of that. So
yeah.
I had a rep tell me that one from where I was like, oh, that's a good idea.
I was wondering like how to make sure that I can store cold water. And of course, the fridge is not that big. We have a fridge. We have a freezer, but that'll be fun.
Throw something on ice.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, here's what was
something.
Cool. Yeah, exactly. I liked what with that. What I liked about that is it felt so big inside. I mean, the ceilings are tall. It's bright.
One of the things that's really, really unique feature about this one, too, is the, again, that ceiling and the roof line. This is not your typical box on wheels. We have expended a lot of effort. I worked in conjunction with the Tiny Innovations crew. Mm-hmm. So this was a build that was really, really short timeline. So from the time that I put the first pencil to the first piece of graph paper to delivery was 4 months. And while I love building tiny houses, traditionally work on my own tiny houses, but in this case, it wasn't going to happen. So I partnered up with Tiny Innovations. Jeremy's crew over there have been great, helping me kind of herd the cats. So the other really, really fun part about the story is the fact that not only it's the only and the first tiny house at the Street of Dreams, but Gerald over at Westlake Development's really involved in the support of the Veterans of Oregon. And so our listeners can actually buy this tiny house. So it's going to be on display at the Street Dreams. Mm-hmm. It's going to be actually auctioned off as well.
Ooh.
So 100% of the proceeds are going to go to benefit veterans in Oregon. And it's actually been built with 100% donated time and material and labor. All the contractors and suppliers and everybody out the Street of Dreams has been really, really supportive.
That is super cool.
Yeah.
So it's going to a great cause. It's something super cool design-wise. I mean, the siding details on the outside, I mean, this has got a lot of thought into what I call the little details. And nothing against Street of Dreams. I love the Street of Dreams, but I think this is going to bring a new standard of craftsmanship even to the Street of Dreams.
That's such a high compliment. I'm really nervous. Like, I'm really humble and I'm really excited, but I'm also super nervous. Like, to set my design and my, you know, sort of aesthetic next to those houses. And also from a design perspective, it's like, you want to be relevant, right? But yeah. I don't want to do Joanna Gaines. Love Joanna Gaines, but
they
I don't
got their
want...
own little deal.
Exactly. I don't want to do what everybody... So you got to kind of nod to cottage or nod to farmhouse. But at the same time, he wanted to do something different. So my aesthetic is a modern cottage with a funky twist.
I love the funky twist on it because yeah. that is cool out there. And of course, it's not 100% complete yet. You guys are wrapping up the finer details. But that one wall going into the bathroom, ridiculous.
Yeah, we're actually at social media blackout.
Exactly.
So we'll actually be delivering
that's
the house.
That's why I'm being big, general,
yes,
big terms on this.
I know,
because I can go... Oh, that is cool.
I know, but the listeners, the listeners won't be able to see pictures actually until the Street of Dreams is open. Even when we deliver it to the street, we're going to paper up those windows.
Yep.
We're going to make sure nobody can see the inside because the outside is beautiful. Take all the pictures you want, but man.
See, I had to get a security clearance just to be able to talk about it this far.
So true story.
And this thing is literally wrapped up in plastic where even if you drove by a secret door that you couldn't see, not much to see in this thing right now.
Yeah, so. People have been wondering, like, why are you building it out in a warehouse in Gresham? And it's like, so nobody can find
it. Nobody can find it. Exactly. I love that, though, because, I mean, the details in there are really nice. I love the hardware you have picked out for the for the handles. Those are cool.
Yeah, and I went into another one of our supporters here, Chown Highwear, went into them, and I said, hey, I want to see the coolest, funkiest hardware you got. And they showed me, and I picked it, and they said, you know what? That really is funky. And by the way, no one's ever bought those before. So you really know how to push the envelope.
I'm going to give you a little secret. That is one of those pieces of hardware that I've seen in there many times on that board. And I've gone, man, I'd love to have a project to use it. I just haven't had one. You do.
I do.
That's what's awesome. Because, I mean, when you're putting in that level of quality of stuff, that homeowner has to love it. And so you've got this kind of open palette that you're getting to deal with and push the envelope on the funky side of some of this stuff.
Well, talk about funky. What about glass doors on bathrooms?
Exactly. We're going to talk about that right when we get back, just as soon as Around the House returns. Today, and you know, we've been having a good time in here talking, but if you do have any questions, this is going to be our last segment for questions. So 877-733-1011, that's 877-733-1011. And this segment Around the House is brought to you by Dare Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. AdairHomes.com, and their CCB number 593, and that's because, well, they've been around for nearly 50 years. So that's what gets you that low CCB number. Well, hey, I wanted to mention real quick before we dive back into tiny homes real quick, if you want to find out more about what we're talking about, we'll talk about MJ's website here, but go over to Around the House with Eric G on Facebook. We've got stuff there. And then if you want to hear the podcast of where this went before, like an hour one, because you're in the middle of hour two right now, jump over to aroundthehouseonline.com and you're going to find out more information there. And make sure you join our Facebook closed group, which is Around the House Nation, where we share all of our cool picture projects and everything else, and we're good to go. Well, let's jump back into tiny homes here with MJ. Welcome back.
I'm still here.
You are. We're having a good time in here laughing and talking tiny homes.
Scared me up yet.
No, you haven't came running and screaming out of here. I love it. We haven't had that happen yet, but we've gotten close.
I want to hear that story.
Oh, that's a whole other story. So anyway, well, let's talk about Street of Dreams a little bit more because, you know, the Street of Dreams has been really selective in never putting one in before. You know, they've been approached in the past with it and didn't really make it happen. How come you guys got selected with that?
I think it was a, you know, it was definitely a combination of factors, having Westlake Development's support, having it tied to the Veterans of Oregon Project, of course, was a big thing. But above and beyond all of that, you know, we knew going into this that we'd have to really design a special tiny house. So in addition to being the first one in the Street of Dreams, it's really the reason why is because this is the first ever tiny house has actually been designed from the ground up to be powered or heated with natural gas. So that was a big deal. Yeah, that's a big deal. Now, on the flip side, however, we want whoever buys this to be able to use it in whatever way they want to. So the appliances are not only natural gas, but they're also field convertible to propane. So later on, someone else wants to use propane, they can.
Yeah, if you were watching my little tease video that I put up a little bit earlier this week, I was kind of alluding to that by that really cool on-demand water heater that was on the backside of that thing right there that we were looking at. And that was super cool.
Yeah, Renai, they really stepped up, man. They gave us the best and the brightest and the latest technology in that regard. So we're really happy with that one. And we just got it installed this last week. I think you were there like the day after we got it installed. So we'll get it out there to the street. We'll fire that puppy up and show people how it's done.
Not only can you have a nice shower and a really cool design shower, you can spend a lot of time in there at the water running.
Exactly. And our Northwest, when it's running on natural gas, that could be hours.
You're going until your wallet runs out of.
Exactly.
And that's awesome. And I tell you what, I love, you alluded to some of the design things in it. I love the glass doors going into the bathroom.
Oh,
that was another thing. Because design-wise, you know, the designer in me, I like the thoughtfulness of that because, you know, it's frosted, but you still get glass. You get light coming in through there. So not only do you have stuff coming from the light coming from a window, but you have light coming in through that door from the other spaces within the house. So it just tends to extend, in my mind, the space out in there even more.
Yeah, the tiny house that I actually live in, I used a 12-panel clear glass.
Nice.
I have a curtain on the backside of it, so if I do have guests over, whatever. But I love the fact that the natural light comes in through the bathroom window and flows through the door. So that was something that I hope people, you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. And I think that's the thing, right? Wasn't it Barnum or Bailey that said, I don't care what you say, just spell my name right, right?
Yeah, I like that about him.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, that's the thing, greatest showman type stuff of that. But really, this is going to be a conversation piece. I mean, I think a lot of people are going to be surprised when they get in there and can actually feel it. That you look from the outside and go, oh, that's a little tiny thing, but you get inside and it's really livable.
Thank you. I think that another thing that's really unique about this particular design or my designs in general is because I live tiny, I understand clearly, you know, what works and what doesn't work and, you know, how to reach things and how not to hide things and so forth. So it's a really approachable design. I'm really proud of it. I designed the bed frame as well for storage. Everything in there is really, really thoughtful, not just from the perspective of someone that's going to buy it, but someone that's going to possibly live in it for long term.
Yeah, it's designed for that, which I love. And then we'll be talking more about this as we get closer to the Street of Dreams and stuff and maybe have you call in or something. We'll talk about that a little bit more. And then I might even go out and shoot some video on that once it gets opened up, because I can't just like not talk about it and then not share it with everybody else either, because that's no fun. The real, I mean, when you watch one of these TV shows, the reveal is the fun part.
Yeah.
Everybody sweats and dies through the whole project, but the end is where the money is on that.
Yeah,
that's the
I'm hoping. And again, once we get it out there, then we got to build the deck and we got to put in the landscaping.
Oh, yeah.
So even though I'm a home builder, boy, my job is far from over when it comes to Street of Dreams.
You're in the middle of you're at halftime right now.
Yeah, exactly. This is my halftime break.
Exactly. Well, I was at a Tiny Innovations this week. We got a few more minutes here before we go back out to break, but it's fun for me as a designer, I like seeing all the different styles. I mean, just out there, not only the Street of Dreams house, but just the other things you can do. I mean, that purple one out there with that, that was insane.
And the tile. Yeah, that was a custom model. They went all out. That's an amazing, amazing custom design. It's, you know, you call it purple. It's got two different styles of purple and then mm-hmm. two different colors of purple. It's got black trim. It's got funky windows and amazing tile work. That is 100% custom built, and it's coming along pretty well.
That is built no different than any other high-end custom home built out there as far as that little space.
Yeah, you know, the smart is there. The smart technology and the smart functionality too, which we haven't really talked about either, you know, like that the fancy systems that control your lighting and your doorbell and all that fun stuff. Boy, these tiny houses are getting fancy.
It's cool. I mean, and you're right, because all of a sudden you are building a residence, you can use the Ring doorbell.
Yep.
You can use some of those things.
Yeah.
You could have Alexa just about do anything in there, I think, these days. And that's what's great with some of these technologies out there, diving into that for a second, because, you know, you can have the blinds run, you can have all these different things that can operate, including light controls and audio and wireless speakers. I mean, there's a ton of things you can do with tiny homes, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's not only is designing tiny homes fun, but designing tiny homes with a group like the guys out at Innovate Tiny. We were hoping they could be here today. Sorry they couldn't be here, yeah. but I do want to also make a shout out that I think the only reason why they agreed to sort of partner up with Crazy Old Me is because they're going to have the actually opportunity to sell the tiny home, the one that's going to be at the Street of Dreams. Her name is Amelia.
Okay.
And so for people that may not want that particular version, they're going to have the opportunity to actually buy their own personalized Amelia at innovatetiny.com/Amelia.
Nice.
So I think they're sort of questioning maybe their motivation. It's too bad he's not here to like comment on that. But it's not only fun designing them, it's fun with designing them with a crew that truly understands how amazing they can be. And, you know, to say the old adage, thinking outside the tiny box.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. That's what it's all about. We come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what you do and wrap this up. Quick 2 hours, just as soon as wow. Around the House returns. Around the house. Of course, producer Dane in there is finding songs with the word tiny in them. Well played, sir. Well played. I love it.
I agree.
Exactly. Welcome back to Around the House. We're going to wrap this show up here, but I want to talk a little bit about, MJ, what you do and kind of give people to explore more about tiny homes and the people that have been helping you with tiny homes.
As I mentioned before, this has been, you know, I love sitting in front of the mic and I love talking about tiny houses. But the truth is that this particular house, the Street of Dreams house, wouldn't have been possible. I mean, without the support of some amazing, amazing people. Shout out to Westlake Development. You know, they had trust in me. They had trust in my design, aesthetic, and my work ethic. And they welcomed me into the fold.
Thanks, Gerald.
Yay. Home Builders Association, also mm-hmm. of Portland. A great group of people. They've also given me a whole new circle of influence and a whole new networking opportunity that I would not have else, you know, otherwise. The Street of Dreams, of course, the board of directors and all the people and the volunteers and the people that are putting together the Street of Dreams. They do this every year. But this year's a little bit different, and they're embracing the different. Northwest Natural, Standard TV and Appliance, both are huge sponsors of the Street of Dreams, and they're also huge sponsors of the tiny house itself. Another thing I didn't mention before, hey, this is the first ever tiny house with a built-in vacuum system.
Oh, so wow, that's
cool. Shout out to Gary's Vacuum
Flow. But wait, there's more.
I know. It's like I even said earlier, like, I can't believe how much functionality. Let me see what else.
What's cool is this is all going towards a veterans charity.
Yeah.
And that's the other really cool warm and fuzzy thing about this is it's a really cool thing. but it's also going to help out a lot of people too.
Right. So we're going to be having an auction. You know, people are going to be able to bid whether they go to the Street of Dreams or not. They're going to be able to go online and place a bid. If your bid actually gets, if you get outbid by someone, you're going to get an email and say, hey, you want to bid again?
Nice.
So it's been a really, really great, fun project. Let me see. Shout out to Medallion, Marvin Windows, Lakeside Lumber, McAdam Design, Fisher and Peichel.
Those guys are awesome too.
Yeah. Some really, really great team members.
Cool. So for people to follow you on social media, you are everywhere.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I make the joke and I say, if you were to put in Boyle Empty Nest Tiny, then it's like me on social media for like five pages.
You're everywhere.
Yeah.
So where do they get you on there?
So Facebook is My Tiny Empty Nest. That's definitely where I spend the most time. Instagram is at My Tiny Houses. You can find me also on Pinterest under Michelle Boyle, B-O-Y-L-E. And that's the big place. My blog, again, everything you can access through mytinyemptynest.com. I have a couple other domains also, including Go Tiny or Go Home.
Nice. I love it. And then I'm going to do your podcast one of these days.
Yeah. We're going to get you booked either next Wednesday or the Wednesday after that or one of these crazy Wednesdays.
Let's do it. We'll have some fun with that.
Yeah, that's true. I almost forgot to say I'm also the hostess with the mostest Tiny House Podcast at tinyhousepodcast.com, which I think is the only reason why you let me in the studio.
No.
Because you knew that I like wouldn't totally screw it up.
No. I knew. When I met you this last week over there at Tiny Innovations, I knew. I'm like, all right, you're going to be fun on the radio.
Yeah, it was really fun time. I really, really appreciate your support as well. Let's talk awesome. Again. Yeah, but we'll talk again.
So we got a couple minutes left here before we got to go out to break. But what I really like about the design of these things, and I want to say this again for you people out there that are thinking about doing tiny homes, it's a whole new lifestyle, and it's different than the 4,500 square foot crazy big homes that you see out there. But for somebody that wants to live in a small, intimate space where it's not all about the stuff that you've got, there is some comfortable living to be had in these things. And just the three units that I saw when I was out there poking around at Tiny Innovations, I was impressed. I mean, there are some creature comforts that you can fit into that, which I like.
And they're not only comfortable, I have to say that the best, like I'm not even overstating, honestly, the best conversations I have ever had in my entire life have been in my tiny house. Tiny houses, they sort of like inspire people to be vulnerable. They inspire people to be creative and introspective and great conversations, great parties, by the way. I had wine in the tiny. I had me and seven women all drinking in my tiny. It was supposed to be like an hour, and we were there for like 7 hours. It was really fun.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show today, because I like to spread kind of something different with tiny homes, because people see them on TV. They get to talk. You know, they make their choices based off the TV shows, and it's nice to put some reality kind of back into it to really get into the buttons that people don't see on TV. They don't talk about these things that we've talked about today. So thanks for coming in, and can't wait to do that podcast with you. It's coming up soon.
Thanks. I appreciate the invitation.
All right. Well, that's all the time we got for this week. Our thanks to executive producer Dane Vodder for making the show sound great. The one and only Donovan Sargent, who is rocking the Communication Center and kept us all on track. Most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening. We want you to join us next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing for remodeling, and, of course, renovation of your home. Till then, be sure you do what you love. Love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G., and you've been listening to Around the House.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.